Christ, they weren't level. I was sliding backwards, and in a moment of paralyzing horror, I remembered the funnel and that ghastly pit in its base. I heard Carl Gustav's cry of warning too late and Rudy's exultant yell of laughter. They seemed to slide upwards out of my sight as I clawed frantically at the slippery stone. I couldn't stop myself. My foot caught for an instant, and I slewed round, sprawling, helpless as a cod on a fishmonger's slab. Now I was sliding head first. I had an instant's glimpse of that hellish black hole as I slithered towards it. Then my head was over the void, my arms were flailing empty air, and I shot over the lip, screaming into the depths. Jesus, down the drain, went through my mind as I hurtled headlong towards certain death. The pipe ran at an angle. My shoulders, hips, and knees crashed against its sides as I rushed into the inky blackness. For sheer horror, I've known nothing to come near it, for this without doubt was the end, the frightful, unspeakable finish. I was being shot into the bowels of hell beyond all hope, into eternal dark. Down I went, the ghastly wail of my own screams in my ears, and ever down, down, and then with shattering force I was plunged into icy water, plummeting through it like a stone until it gradually drew me to a halt, and I felt myself rising. For a moment I thought I must have shot out into the Jotunsee, a moment of frantic hope, but before I had risen a foot, my back bumped against the pipe. Christ, I was trapped like a rat, for the shaft was too narrow to turn. I was head down, with nothing to do but drown. That I didn't go mad in that moment is still a wonder to me. I honestly believe that a brave man would have lost his reason, for he would have known he was beyond hope. Only one of my senseless, unreasoning cowardice would have struggled still, stretching down with frantic fingers and clawing at the pipe beneath me. I'd had no time to take breath before hitting the water. My mouth and nose were filling as my hands clawed at the pipe and found a ledge. I hauled with the strength of despair and slid a little farther down the pipe. My fingers found another ledge and hauled again. But then my strength went and I found myself turning on my back. I was gulping water. The stifling agony in my throat was spreading to my chest. I beat feebly at the roof of the pipe, thinking, "Christ, Christ, don't let me die, don't let me die." But I am dying. I am. And as I felt my senses going, I was dimly aware that my face was not against the pipe, but only my chest and body. I can't remember thinking clearly what this meant, but I know that my hands came up beside my face, which had in fact come out of the pipe's end, and pushed punily at the stone that was imprisoning me. I must have thrust outwards, for I felt my body rasp slowly along the pipe as I tilted upwards. There was a dreadful roaring in my ears and nothing but crimson before my eyes, but I could feel myself rising, rising, and I know a vague thought of floating up to heaven went through what remained of my consciousness. And then there was air on my face, cold, biting air, only for a second before the water enveloped me again. But half dead as I was, my limbs must have answered to the knowledge, for my head came into the air again, and this time I thrashed feebly and kept it above the surface. My sight cleared, and there was a starry sky above me with a huge, white, cold moon, and I was spewing and retching on the surface of the Jotunsee. Somehow I kept afloat while the agony in my chest subsided and my senses came back enough for me to realize that the water was freezing cold and threatening to suck me down once more. Sobbing and belching water, I paddled feebly with my hands and looked about me. To my right, the lake stretched away forever, but there on my left, looming upwards, was the great rock of Jotunberg with its beautiful, welcoming, splendid castle. It was a bare 20 yards away. I struggled with all my strength, kicking out against the water, and by the grace of God, the rock, when I reached it, was shelving. I got my head and shoulders onto it and clawed my way out, and then I lay, helpless as a baby, with my face on that blessed, cold, wet stone, and went into a dead faint.